The last mile of my first half marathon was excruciating. I remember starting out that morning confident in my ability to run 13.1 miles after all that I had done to train for it. I was running with two friends who had similar paces, but while I tended to start slower than the average pace and then get progressively faster as I go, we started right at that pace that we had all agreed to, and I quickly found that my lungs were not happy with me. So even after all of my training, I worried in that first mile that I might run out of steam much too quick if we kept that pace. But eventually I settled in, and it was fine. I've settled in so much so that when one of my friends was beginning to fade at mile 10, I was still going strong. And inspired by the thought that I only had a 5K left, a distance that I had run easily so many times before, as well as how good I felt, I got permission to leave the group and I took off at an even faster pace. It was a pace that I held for 2 miles before suddenly hitting a wall with 1 mile to go. My legs felt heavy and it was hard to keep the pace that I had picked. I glanced around at all the people walking, those who had clearly also hit a wall and then chosen to slow down, both desiring to join them, but also determined not to. I was exhausted and there was still more to do. Much like those first disciples in today's story from Luke. I imagine the exhaustion that I felt at mile 12 may have been similar to the exhaustion Simon, James, and John felt that morning when Jesus approached Simon asking to use his boat. They were fishermen, not in the recreational sense that we may think about, casually casting the lines out into the water, but rather fishermen who had made this their life's work, casting heavy nets out into the water several times each night. In hopes of gathering up even heavier loads of fish to sell. All night they worked, casting their nets time and time again. And I can imagine the relief they felt to be finished and cleaning their nets, ready to head home and get some sleep. But then Jesus commandeered Simon's boat to put some space between him and the crowds pressing in. And then, after he's done teaching, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." I imagine Simon grumbling under his breath, wanting just to head back to shore and to go home. So when Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but we've caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." I imagine that last sentence to be dripping with sarcasm. But they do it anyway. I was exhausted that last mile of the half marathon, but I ran it anyway. I can't help but think about this point in the pandemic, like that last mile of my half marathon, except I can't tell how much longer we have to run. We've been running for the past 10 months, often trying to keep an insane pace between our own work and, for many of us, online schooling. Occasionally, even when we are given a break from those demands, the emotional burden of potential domestic terrorism in our city, concern we might contract COVID if we even go to the grocery store, the death of friends, of loved ones, and slow vaccination rollouts demand that we keep running. Furthermore, most of us haven't trained for this kind of race. And if you're like me, you may be feeling like you've hit a wall. You may be exhausted, ready to be done and take a very long nap, hoping to wake up when this is all over. And then Jesus shows up. Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. Simon puts out his nets, even though he doesn't want to, even if it's just to prove to Jesus that there aren't any fish in the water. He does it anyway and is rewarded not only with some fish, but an abundance. They caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and to help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. They had been empty and exhausted, but were now full, both with the excitement of having so many fish to haul in, but also with fish that will support them and their neighbors for some time to come. As I think about where we are now, I can't help but wonder in what ways Jesus is showing up in our lives, calling us out into the deep water, out away from the safety of shore, to be filled with an abundance, to be filled in such a way that we too will hear Jesus tell us that we will fish for people, catching people up in the abundance God provides in the midst of scarcity and emptiness, even when they are as skeptical as Simon was. An abundance that is regularly on display when we follow Jesus out into those deep waters. Even in the midst of my exhaustion, when I've gone back out with Jesus one more time, I've seen that abundance. I've seen people regularly give of their time and money to help strangers who have struggled during this pandemic. People have gone shopping for people that they don't know because those folks are at risk. People who have donated diapers to young mothers because they're waiting for next month's unemployment check. And those who have paid a month's rent for those struggling to get by. More personally, I have seen that abundance in your financial contributions to faith, contributions that have allowed us to continue to pay our employees, including all of our musicians, but also in your generous gifts to our missions of the month and then also our COVID relief fund, both of which continue to support organizations working with those who are most in need at this time. I've witnessed your creativity as you've had socially distant playdates, birthday parades, and backyard happy hours, how you've shown up to speak up against racism and injustice. And I've seen how you have showered those who are grieving with love and support, even from afar. I've also been able to be that person too, walking through the grief of this time with so many people, honoring the pain they feel, while also reminding them that God is with them and with us in the midst of all of this. Friends, rest is important, so much so that we are commanded by God to do it. But sometimes Jesus still calls us out of the deep waters in the midst of our exhaustion to find what will fill us, to see the abundance that God provides. There is enough. There will always be enough. And if we take this story to mean that there will be more than enough, because God is around. And our job, like those first disciples who were told they would fish for people, is to show the world that this is true, to help people be caught up in the abundance that God is providing in the ways that we have already been, and maybe even discovering some new ones along the way. Beginning with an abundance of love in the face of fate, of hate and fear, even when all we experience is exhaustion and emptiness. May you hear Jesus's call this week in your own life and in the weeks to come to put out into deep waters and cast your nets. There's an abundance that awaits.